Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. For the person who we use tonight to locate the unprotected forehead of the Goliath. And I'm shouting loudest, hallelujah. And for the person who wants the largest victory here tonight. And I'm shouting loudest, hallelujah. Who has the final say? Sing it loud and clear. Who has the final say?
Oh, yeah, Baba.
Oju ko bada ti mi Baba.
Oju ko bada ti mi
Baba.
Rati ma jemu to bari da oju ko bada ti mi. Ose oju ko bada ti mi.
Oju ko bada ti mi
Baba.
Rati ma jemu to.
Sing
it again.
Listen very, very carefully. If you are in tonight's program, or one way or the other, you are connected to us here, wherever you are in any part of the world, I'm sure that there are miracles in your life that must happen by fire. That's why you are connected to us. Therefore, you keep quiet now while I talk to the Father. After that, I am going to ask you to pray. Then pray with fire and with power. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are here gathered before you. You have an agenda for our lives, a purpose for our living. You do not do anything just for doing sake. You have recorded in your book that a day like this will surely come to pass. And you have prepared your people who have gathered here. Father, according to the word of prophecy that has gone forth for this meeting, I'm decreeing, O Lord, that any challenge that anyone connected to this program is facing, or you are here now, any mountain that the enemy is placing before anyone, that Lord, tonight, let the heavenly angels who specialize in disgracing impossibility and dismantling problems begin to visit each and every one. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, as I count seven from here, let anyone in this program who has the spirit of problem expansion, the problem is expanding and expanding. On my sense, seven, let that demon separate from whoever they are tormenting in the name of Jesus. As I mentioned the number seven, anyone connected to us and you are noticing backward progress, backward progress, backward progress, all of a sudden, as I mentioned the next seven, the anointing shall fall upon you and that yoke shall be broken. As I mentioned the next seven, any woman in this program and there is a man that has stolen your virtue away, the power of God will fall upon you. And what has been stolen away from you shall be returned. Get yourself ready now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Enough is enough. Aha. Depart from the brain. Depart from the eyes. Depart from the chest. Depart from the body. Depart from the right leg. Depart from the right leg. Father, as I count seven from here as well, let the demon that swallows money, the demon of head manipulation, the demon that activates poverty, the demon of vagabond anointing, depart from whoever they have caged. Whether they are lawful captives or unlawful captives, Mapata Likatenda, River Setende Keaba. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You can't hide. You have been hiding for years. You can't hide. Makatenda Yaboshende Rabasanda. Silence now. Every dragon that has swallowed your joy shall vomit them by fire. Yes. Listen. Your breakthrough
will surpass every other breakthrough you have had in your life. In the name of Jesus. I have a word for you from the Lord. The time to sing your song and dance your dance has come. And any power that does not want you to sing your song or dance your dance, I bury them alive in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout this prayer with boiling anger? Every messenger of frustration. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it like that. Go back to your senders. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every messenger of affliction, go back to your senders. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, insult terminator. Jesus Christ. Can I hear you shouting that? Change my story. In the name of Jesus. Insult terminator. Jesus Christ. Change my story. Change my story. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. There's someone here. A long time ago, when you were very young, you used to help your mother to sell, and you had something placed on your head. And while you were doing that, someone put a strange material on top of what you carry. And from that day on, you have always been behind your contemporaries, behind your colleagues. Right there where you are, that yoke is broken now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now you infirmity in the leg, you infirmity in the womb, you infirmity in the neck, your time is up. I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Plantation of the enemy in your body that makes you walk about like a corpse, I command you to depart from your body now. In the name of Jesus. Every cloudiness in your eyes and the power blocking your throat, the swelling in the breast, I command them to vanish now in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. Check your body now. I pray for four groups of people. Check your body now. If you find that you have been healed, that problem has vanished. Run quickly to the altar. The man who trampled on the fetish material and your leg has been a problem for you. Check it now. The healing power of God has flown into you. Run quickly to this altar. Even with that leg, run quickly to this altar. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, on this hand stretched forth, let your power and your glory, let your anointing and your fire fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let his hands become the hands of healing. The hands of deliverance. The hands of power. The hands of healing. The hands of deliverance. The hands of power. In the name of Jesus. If you have any infirmity in any part of your body now, strike it mercilessly 21 times. Shouting, go back to your sender. Let's go! Do it aggressively. Amen. Check your body now. Do what you could not do before you got here. That person that was ill at the gallery at the back, come down from that gallery and run to the front. Check your body very well. And run quickly to this altar. Once you have been healed, don't let the enemy put the problem back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will now pray like this again. Mirror of witchcraft, beholding my face. As a woman, I need to shout this loud. Can I hear you shouting it? Your voice is still not satisfactorily loud. In the name of Jesus, break the mirror. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a surgery going on. Surgery is going on one sister. Sister, you came here with something like a stone in your body. Check it now, it has melted away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a problem of enchantment in my life. Can you shout it loud? Pack your load and go! In the name of Jesus! Yes! Deal with the problems of enchantment! Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Five sisters are here. They have said certain things are not possible for you anymore. But right there where you are, the wind of the Holy Spirit will blow upon you. And what they say is not possible shall be made possible. Father, 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 let the wind of the Holy Ghost flow upon these your five daughters. That's number one. That's two. That's three. That's four. That's five. Yes. Lay your right hand upon your head. Don't say this does not concern me. Pray it anyway. Bondage against my brain. Can I hear you shouting that again? Your voice is not loud enough. Pray! In the name of Jesus! Bondage against my brain! Break, 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 break! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. With a voice louder than anyone close to you, sing this song loud.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to
You are between your walk in my life, Father, perfect your walk.
is written, associate yourself only with people, and you shall be scattered. So speak the word, it shall not stand. So take counsel together, it shall come to nothing. Father, I pray, every evil association against anyone here, every evil counsel against anyone here, every evil word spoken against anyone, I scatter them in the name of Jesus. I scatter them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the final session of the sand prayer meeting. Listen very carefully. The sand we are praying on tonight, if you take that sand to your town, to your village, and you apply it in the compound, there will be commotion. Commotion that will confuse every strange power there. The 3 weeks we've gone so far, there have been awesome testimonies. If you put a little bit of this sand where you are living, woe befalls any witch who is living there who refuses to repent. Because you will begin to confess. If you have any business center or places where the business is not doing well, and you find that it's stagnant, go and put this sand there. The business will now be catapulted from sluggish growth to explosion. If you put it at the front of your house too, anyone who has negative powers, who wants to visit you, when they get to your place, the powers they have will come out of them and wait for them at the outside. They will not be able to bring that spirit into your dwelling place. If you put this sand where you are, anyone who comes here carrying any dangerous weapon, the thing will backfire on them. And where you put this sand becomes a no-flying zone to witchcraft. And if you put this sand somewhere, whatever evil that has been happening in that environment before is completely cancelled. And it will form a wall of protection. So once we are ready now, I'll ask you to bring the sand out. And then we'll pray on it. Then you will see what will begin to happen. For the next few minutes, listen very carefully to this message prayer. Or prayer message. Sermon prayer, prayer sermon. Listen very carefully. When demons are in your blood, when demons are in your blood, listen very, very carefully. Just as we have physical blood diseases, there are spiritual blood diseases. In fact, most times, before the physical blood disease take over, the spiritual one will have prepared the background. Some contact their blood disease by getting contact with infected blood. Some is by indirect contact. Somebody who has a problem puts the handkerchief on the floor, you take the handkerchief and use it to wipe your face or you put it in your mouth. You can get a blood disease like that. You can contact a blood disease through somebody is coughing or sneezing. You can also contact a blood disease through insects like mosquitoes, pumping things into people's blood, and it gets into people like that. Same in the spirit realm. There are demons called blood demons. They inhabit the blood. They specialize in just blood. They are blood-born demons. They live inside the human blood and they cause serious trouble for man. It is easy to lay your hands on your head and pray if you are not feeling well on the head. It is easy to lay your hands on your chest if you feel there is a problem there. It is easy to lay your hands on your leg if you feel there is a problem. But when there are demons inside the blood, it's a serious problem indeed. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. And he said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground." The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. The life of every living thing is in the blood. Your blood is the liquid that is housing the real you. And biologically, everyone inherits his or her ancestor's blood. So one way or the other, everyone is related to the past through the blood. You are what your ancestors are by the blood. Human battles, life battles, destiny, problems, afflictions, all of them are related to the blood. There are demons in the flesh. There are demons that inhabit the blood. The trouble is this. The major demons that live in blood, they are the ancestral demons. They inhabit the blood, making offspring to acquire what is in the blood of their ancestors. Demons in the blood, particularly ancestral demons, they are more stubborn than other kinds of demons. So everyone harboring ancestral demons is right there living in the blood. Therefore, to overcome this kind of battle, it requires unsanitized prayer. It requires crude praying. It requires merciless praying. It requires prayers that can dismantle and uproot. It is a tragedy when the blood that is running inside your vein is your enemy. The blood speaks. The blood inside the person may not be speaking in your favor. And there are plenty of demons, blood-related demons. You need the Holy Spirit to open your ears, your spiritual ears, to hear what your blood is saying. It may actually be speaking against you. Every covenant and allegiance registered with Satan by our ancestors is registered in their blood and the blood of their offspring. Inside that blood, you have ancestral demons. Inside that blood, you have plenty of infirmity demons. And since blood goes all around the body, this is why you hear some people complaining, something is moving about in my body. Something is moving about in my body. And they will go for x-ray. The x-ray cannot see anything. And if they do not stop complaining, something is moving, they start giving them psychiatric drugs. You will see the person is getting mad. I'm praying for anyone here. Any agenda of darkness inside that blood in your body, I cancel it by fire. A sevenfold amen. There must be a reason we're teaching this deep deliverance topic here tonight. And I'm just scratching the surface for you to understand. The spirit of death and hell too dwells inside the blood. All these ungodly habits, they dwell inside the blood. All those stubborn prayer resistance situations, they dwell inside the blood. If there are demons in your blood, you will be having horrible dreams, particularly of death. You'll be having unexplainable emotions, bad health. You'll be seeing shadowing figures. You'll be having sharp face in your body. It is then something will be whispering in your ears, "You will die, you will die, you will die." You will think that voice is coming from outside. No, it's inside. They are playing the video machine. The audio machine is inside the blood. Many of the horrible dreams, they are already programmed inside the blood. The video playing, it is inside the blood. If there are demons in the blood, there will be confusion. Person will be confused, generally confused. Will be making unpardonable errors. It will be suffering from hours of miscarriage. Multiple surgery. Some will begin to smell death. Some is all around disappointment and frustrations. I am praying once again. Anyone's blood here, infected by ancestral demons, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Great I Am, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven roar like thunder. When there are demons in the blood, there will be chains of family death, sexual confusion, sicknesses that are resistant to medicine. You take the medicine, the demon in the blood, they swallow the medicine, it's not working. There will be thoughts of suicide, inability to grow spiritually, business failures, repeated examination failures, in spite of good preparation and answers, circulating serpents in the body, torments inside the body, if the demons are in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. We are born of the blood, we exist by the blood, and we will cease to exist the day that blood stops to flow. So that your destiny is actually in your blood. All the ancestral blood is a serious problem indeed. So our next agenda of prayer now is to wage war against the ancestral powers resident inside the blood. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet. We shall continue next time. Rise to your feet. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, you can't pray these prayers you want to pray now. It will in fact be dangerous to pray them. Right there where you are, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, raise up your right hand where you are. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. To say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar, and our workers will be waiting for you there. Thank you, Jesus. These prayers, it's not a prayer you are praying, and you even know that somebody is praying by your side. It's a prayer you pray with holy anger and madness. It's a prayer you pray with your body, your soul, and your spirit. It's a prayer you pray that your body, soul, and spirit will know you are praying. It's a prayer you pray, and you know that the sword is touching blood. Can I hear the sister say, shouting this after me? Powers of my Father's house, resident in my blood. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Everybody together! Death! In the name of Jesus! Bapotesatia! Barida katanda kaya boshenteraba! Barabo kapola katanda ka! Manakantende rabo sopola kaya boshente! Open your mouth and say it. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Evil voices in my blood, shut up! In the name of Jesus, silence them. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out that sun now. Bring out the sun and let your amen roar like thunder. Serious roaring amen. Roaring amen. Not ordinary amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, after follow the order of Moses, will bring this dust to you. Let this sign receive the fire of God. Let it receive the blood of Jesus. Let it carry spiritual weapons. Let it carry spiritual weapons. Let it become a battle axe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We sanctify this sign in the name of Jesus. Let this sign carry sanitizing power. Breakthrough power. Deliverance power. Healing power. Sanitizing power. Breakthrough power. Deliverance power. Healing power. Sanitizing power. Breakthrough power. Deliverance power. Healing power. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere this hand goes to, we take absolute dominion. In the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. All the prayer requests, O Lord, answer them by fire. And as many people as are connected to this program, as many people as are here for this program, get inside the ocean of divine favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So go and use the sand appropriately. And the Lord be with you as you do so. Let us share the grace and fellowship.